Bon, il faut dire que depuis lundi matin à 6h, depuis 6h du matin lundi,
I have to recall first that the fighting started on Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning. And as you could hear yesterday, there was still fighting around the church. There were mortar shot at the chapel. And we had five wounded people. Two of them have died. And even today, some old people are dying, and there we have people being sick. And the Red Cross is helping us. And we have 40,000 displaced people in the mission, and the ONUC, the United Nations mission in Ivory Coast, is helping us, and we are fearing reprisals.
You say there are 40,000 people there. How are they living? What sort of conditions are people living in?
It's very difficult. We have no electricity, no water, no food. It's a real disaster. We launched an appeal to NGO for help. There have been no NGO for a month. And the situation in Dukwe is a disaster.
And are people getting sick because of the situation that they're living in?
Yes, it's very difficult. And we had a cholera case confirmed. We fear there might be more. We fear the worst. There's no sanitation, and people are throwing rubbish everywhere.
And what sort of shelter have people got? If there are that many people, are they able to shelter from the sun and from the elements?
No, there's no shelter for all these people. We had shelter for 3,000 people before, but now, because it's 10 times more, we don't have room for all these more shelters on the mission. And people are just sitting.
So how many children do you estimate that you have there in the mission?
Yeah, I think the 70% of the refugees or the displaced person are women and children. And we had birth, and there are pregnant women.
And do you have any hope that help will arrive, that you will get any supplies of food, or do you feel completely cut off?
Yes, we really feel cut off, and we really need some help. And we hope that the BBC could contribute and help us and launch an appeal, because we had really heavy fightings. And it's innocent people who are victims of these fightings. And first, we need to restore calm and peace. And we really need urgently help. Otherwise, it will be a disaster.
I understand from the United Nations that they are saying that they have put patrols in place to guard the church. Have you seen any sign of that?
Yes, I confirm that there are soldiers of the United Nations mission in Ivory Coast which are patrolling around the mission.
And does that make you feel at least a little safer?
Yeah, we feel more secure, but also with the protection of God.
And what is the atmosphere amongst the people who are living in the mission at the moment? Are they in a great deal of fear? Were they panicking yesterday during the fighting, for example?
Yes, during the fighting, we could hear shouting, strident shouting and crying by children. The mission was like a battleground, and fighters enters, and it was very traumatic for children.
And have you talked to the United Nations about getting humanitarian relief, about getting some food and some water into the building? And if so, what response do they give?
Yes, we did contact the officials of the United Nations, and they know the situation, but we don't have any answer yet. But we need help, because there's nothing we can do anymore. We have no food, and help us, God.
And what about yourself? Is your own health suffering? Because you must be going through an enormous amount of stress in dealing with these problems.
Yes, I'm distressed. I'm very tired. I pray God. They must come and help. But, you know, it's our mission. I'm a man of God. But I'm launching an appeal. We need a generator, because with a generator, we could pump water and distribute water. And God help us.